Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. A new puppy bit its owner and then laughed.
Come on.
Right.
Like laughed?
Laughed.
Right.
Ha ha. Ha ha.
The guy was looking for an American bully puppy. You know what that is?
No.
I don't know.
Never heard of it.
Right.
American bully puppy.
Like a bulldog?
No, I think like a...
Again, I have no idea.
No idea. Yeah, I'm not even going to hazard a guess. A dog likes to beat people
up. Sounds English, but they don't say American. It's like, bully.
Beat people up. I say bully.
American bully.
Bully.
He sees a picture of the dog's parents on some breeder site, and he's like, holy crap, I want one of those.
There you go.
Puts down a deposit. He goes to pick up the dog. The dog looks nothing like the parents.
Okay. Well, that happens. It skips a generation.
Says it looks like a wombat. Do you know what that is?
A wombat. I've heard of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So he asked the breeder. He's like, you know, it doesn't really look like the thing. In a,
it's grown to its
over
face.
Here, then over here.
Yeah.
The breeder was like, ah, it's fine. You
know, trust me.
Going to grow out of it.
Licensed.
You know, come on. You know, these things, you know.
Here, right. You look the same as when you were born.
Here's another picture of the parents. Right. Take a look at that.
Yeah.
He got catfished, like dog fished. Like he saw one picture and then got a different thing.
Right.
He said that damn dog looked at me and laughed.
Oh. That's kind of intimidating.
I guess he called the dog Nina.
Nina.
And he said, come here, Nina.
Right.
And dog looked at him and laughed.
Wow. I don't take commands, you fool.
Was the dog's name Nina?
Nina. You need Nina.
No, he just named it Nina.
Like right. That moment. And just right. Decided it would come to it right away.
I know.
Right.
Do you have audio of the guy? This is on his from his social media. He's he recreates the laugh.
Oh. Oh.
You know, I was so scared, bro. I'm like, what the f*** is he laughing for? And not just any old animal laugh. It was like human-y. So I'm playing with the whatever it is. This is a hyena. It's a dog, cat, wolf. I'm playing with it with a towel and stuff like that. You know how you make a dog bad. That just doing. I'm like, nah, I don't want to play with it no more, bro. He's like, man, they going to get over that phase, bro. This bullet gave one big laugh like this and then bit me on my leg hard as hell, bro. This dude had me going. I didn't know that dogs had crack babies. This is exactly what a crack baby dog would look like. This dude gathered up all the puppets. I'm not puppets. Orangutan lizard foxes.
Orangutan. This guy's
orangutan
awesome.
Orangutan lizard foxes all together. All of them laughing. It sound like a bunch of hoes gossiping. That's how bad it is. Look at the daddy dog like, hey, bro, you know your old lady's sleeping with all the animals at the pen zoo, right? Mara? Hey, bro, moral of the story. Watch these dog breeders, bro. Because you might go to a Yorkie breeder. Yorkie breeder might have ferrets.
That was a stand-up routine.
I got to learn to trust this show. I'm like, what is this story? But then that gold just came out.
I'm like, God.
That's where we're going.
Wow.
That's the greatest audio.
The crack baby dog.
He'd be like hoes gossiping.
Right. Ah, bro.
It do be like that sometimes, sir. You're right. It do be.
That's awesome.
What did he say? Humans? Huminin?
Huminin, yeah.
Yeah, Huminin. And orangutan.
Orangutan.
I mean, not puppies. Orangutan lizard foxes.
Orangutan lizard foxes.
What was that in the commercial? It was like the baby monkey.
Baby monkey puppy. Puppy monkey baby.
Right.
Puppy monkey baby.
Orangutan lizard foxes.
Right.
That's an MMA fight I want to see.
This is a sequel, yes. Wow. That was worth the price of admission right there.
Someone please draw me an orangutan lizard fox and right. Send it in.
Right.
I would like to see that.
AJ, draw it out.
Okay.
All right, good.
Stunt or stupid?
I am doing the blind taste challenge. I have no idea what's going to be fed to me. I'm wearing a blindfold. I can't see anything. And now Pat will feed me things that I have no idea So I don't know what I'm going to be tasting, and we'll see my reaction to whatever. Can I identify what it is I have in my
mouth? How long does it take to say I have a blindfold on and they're going to feed me food?
I was just trying to elaborate
a little bit. Every week you're like, 2 seconds. 2 secones.
Right, next week I'll be on the shoot myself in the head challenge. How's that? Good?
Next week I'll take a gun, I will put it to my head, I will stand there for a while. Right,
I'll test on someone else, and then I'll do it myself. First I'll make sure the gun actually fires.
Yeah.
Okay, here comes food number one coming in on a spoon. Open up.
I'm scared.
Open up. Close your mouth.
Who's a big boy?
Who's
yeah, close your mouth. Oh, look at that face. Look at the camera.
What the hell is that? It tastes like sand or dirt. It's like flavored dirt. What the hell is this?
Orangutan fox lizard.
You know what? It feels the consistency of like the pieces of pebbles on the bottom of a fish tank. It's like kind of like that. Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Oh, he can't spit. He should not have to spit. He should keep everything.
Fruity pebbles.
Nope, those were Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks.
Really, they didn't pop.
You say Fruity Pebbles.
I don't know. Because Pop Rocks.
Wouldn't you like Fruity Pebbles?
Not really. I was a Cocoa Pebbles person. Really? That was
so
really
you know
sweet.
The pebble.
But, you know, usually a Pop Rocks pop. Like, how old are those Pop Rocks?
From, like, the 90s.
Right? You couldn't find new Pop Rocks. Yeah.
They've already popped.
That's what, because I'm like, oh, this is a Fruity tape.
I think you
got to
give them
pop.
More than that, Pat.
Okay.
Yeah. Give him a nice big spoonful.
Oh, I will be a jerk.
We doing Pop Rocks again?
No.
Okay.
Stunt or stupid?
All right, so I didn't get the first one.
AJ has a blindfold on.
Yes.
And we're sticking food in his mouth.
Right.
Open your dumb mouth. Here it comes.
Who's a big boy?
Big boy. Look at him.
He wants to vomit that right
didn't
out.
Even stay.
You can't vomit the food out.
I
can't taste it.
You gotta
taste
it.
You gotta do it again.
It tastes like with a cat food. It tastes like.
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, did he get it? Hey, AJ, got one.
Where's the water?
Behind you.
Hold
on. On the ledge where you put it.
Remember when you
I
put it there?
I thought it was ahead of me.
No.
Give me the water.
Open your mouth.
No, don't give it to him.
Turn mouth.
No,
mouth. Drink. There you go, baby.
Who's a big boy? Who's a big boy? Who's a big boy?
Should have brought him a sippy cup.
Is cat food that bad?
That one was. It tastes like fish.
Oh.
It doesn't smell like a good time.
Oh, my God. No wonder cats lick their a-holes.
What does it smell like?
What does it smell like?
What does it smell like?
Like a bad date. Oh,
like a spinster. You know what I mean?
Phew. Oh, my God.
All right. This next one's more of a liquid.
Okay, you ready? Here we go. Round three.
Was it urine?
Or stupid.
Okay,
AJ's doing the blindfold challenge.
What are we doing?
It's a blindfold taste challenge.
Okay.
Yeah, open your mouth. There you go.
Dump
baby.
It in. Gargle.
Yeah.
Now taste. Swish around.
Pickle juice.
Pickle juice.
That was the best tasting thing so far.
All right.
Oh, my God. That's
two for three,
that
right?
That cat food is still on my fingers. It stinks. Phew.
He's two for three.
Oh, my God. Oh.
All right.
Ew. Gross. That cat food was revolting.
Really?
Oh, my God.
What flavor would you say the cat food was?
Just fish.
Okay. Was it fish?
Tuna? Maybe?
It was cat flavor.
It tasted like cat flavor.
It was cat flavor.
Trust me. I've had several fish like taste in my mouth before.
I'm sure
it was the worst. Yeah.
This one you didn't pay for.
Do we know what the flavor was or not?
I think it was like meaty, tasty morsels.
Meaty tasty morsels.
That's even worse when it was supposed to taste like meat and it tasted like fish.
I know I'm going to get the poops later.
Yeah, you're getting diarrhea.
Speaking of poops, open your mouth.
All right, here comes.
Wait, what?
Stunt or stupid?
I don't like the way he said that.
This is round four, yes. The blindfold taste challenge.
Ready?
Okay.
Open your mouth.
In it goes.
There you go.
Who's a big boy?
There you go.
I love AJ's blindfold. Giant cat mask.
Fitting.
Stale cake? Stale chocolate cake? Is it cake?
Can you identify the brand?
Really? Duncan Hines. I have no idea. Hostess?
Hostess cake.
Hosted like, yeah. Is it like sushi?
Oh, so this must be good.
Is it like,
Yeah, you think you'd say it's good.
No. What'd you say, Ruth?
It's a ding dong.
It's a ding. You have a ding dong in your mouth.
You stuck a ding dong in my mouth.
What did you have so far? You had the cat food.
Yeah,
cat. You had the pickle juice.
Right.
Pop rocks.
And
a ding dong.
A ding dong. That was it, yes.
Okay.
Right.
Here we go. Oh. Here is the next.
Okay. Open your mouth. Here it comes. Little baby.
Oh.
That's the cat food again.
Yeah, I did it again. It was too much fun. You were all
that's an instant vomit.
I know, the thing is, it's like I eat anchovies. That's how bad this stuff tastes. I need to wash my tongue. Where's the water? I gotta cleanse the palate.
Walk towards the wall.
Where's the water?
There you go. You're heading in the right direction.
Can we get it? I can get it.
Got it.
By the way, the blindfold is so tight.
Yes.
His head looks like one of those stress balls.
Yeah.
Under pressure.
It looks like the pants are large and you're extra large.
Wait a second, I got muffin top head?
Yeah. You have muffin top head.
Thank you. Oh, my God, that was so disgusting.
I won't do that one again, I promise.
Oh, pew, it's on my hand still. Oh, God. All right, what?
What's all right, hold on. Here comes the next one.
What's next, butthole?
Make sure you put a lot in there.
Stunt or stupid.
That would actually be better.
No, it wouldn't.
All right, here comes the next one.
Ready?
Open up. Who's a big boy? Open your mouth.
There you go. There you go.
Ooh, that cat food smells bad. It just made its way over here.
It's wafting.
It's pretty bad.
It's not chewing or anything. Come on, go.
I'm afraid what it is.
Just chew it.
It's food, man.
Chew up against the microphone.
Can't find
where's my. He's really working. Finding the water again. Chewing. Well, that's kind of more better consistency this time.
It tastes like a Girl Scout cookie. Peanut butter dosey now?
At least you said cookie.
Oh, God.
The peanut butter cookie?
Okay, that was good. That's
was good?
It's perfect after having.
Yeah, it's a peanut butter dog cookie.
It's
what?
Yeah.
You gave me dog food?
Yeah. I bought you dog food and cat food, bro.
Not for nothing. Actually, tastes pretty good. Can I have the rest of them?
I got a whole sleeve. It's all yours.
My teeth feel shiny in my coat. I feel like going for walkies.
They look like Oreos. They got
you fed me a dog cookie?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it tasted that bad.
Actually, it was good.
It. Yeah.
You know what? Try it. It's really good.
I'm good.
What brand is that?
AJ's now dragging his ass across the floor.
No, that's later
by
on.
His feet.
That's later on. Where did I hump your leg?
You need water with the cookie? Or
no, the cookie.
Okay,
is good.
So
that's only rinse out the crappy.
You got the. So does that count as a guess? The dog treat?
He guessed peanut butter cookie.
Yeah, but
not
that dog. Yeah. So I don't think it does.
No. Okay.
So what have I gotten so far? Pickle juice.
Yes.
And I said Duncan Hines cakes. That didn't work. So far, pickle juice.
No, there's something else you got right, too.
Yeah, there was something.
Oh, the cat food. Yeah,
cat food.
Yeah, that tastes like bad, you know what.
All right, here it comes.
Stunt or stupid.
We're doing the blindfolded taste test. AJ's blindfolded. Pat Oates is putting stuff in his mouth.
Yeah,
can you put more in there?
What's next, rectal
cream? That doesn't seem like a lot. Yeah?
It's hard for what you'll get it.
Oh, right. I don't want to know why we want to
open up. Who's a big boy?
Yeah, work it with your mouth. Bite it.
Oh, the face already.
What is this?
Chew it. Work it.
Oh, no.
Chew
it. It's like.
You got to chew it.
It feels like a body part.
Well.
Are you complaining
about this? Be more specific.
There goes the spit, boy.
Okay, goes. Vomit in the can.
Wait, I swallowed some.
Did you just spit that?
What the hell was that? Oh, was that crap?
No. Did he taste familiar?
No.
It's a thing that you said you love. We did poverty meals.
That was Spam?
Yeah.
I fry mine. That was raw Spam.
You need water, you baby?
No, I don't need water.
Raw Spam.
See, I'm afraid now because...
I fry my Spam.
Oh. The fried Spam is delicious. Raw Spam sucks.
I marinate it in pickle juice for
now. It's like a hot dog. One's cold and one's not.
Right.
You ready, dummy?
Notice when you fry it, the fat like burns and like gives a nice crispy. Okay, guys.
You fat bird.
Hold on.
Stunt or stupid?
It's the blindfolded taste test challenge. Here we go, AJ.
Open mouth.
Open wide. AJ has a blindfold on.
There you go.
Food in mouth. No, you got to keep it in there. Really, you can't spit everything out.
He doesn't eat anything.
Really, you got to eat
it. I'm tasting it. What is octopus? It's like, what is this? It's fake.
You got to keep it in there until you correctly guess it.
It tastes fishy.
Okay, you got to keep it in until you guess it.
Is it sardines?
You got it. Wow. Yeah, sardines.
Oh.
See how fast he got that?
God.
As soon as we said it's staying in there until you guess it.
I'm going to smell like,
guess it
I'm
right away.
Like a dumpster when I leave here.
Yeah, your mouth is like a garbage can right now.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's like a garbage can outside a school cafeteria in August. Not that there's school in August, but if there were.
This is disgusting.
If they had school.
Stop that.
Forced vomiting.
I should have put
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said, where's the mic? Here it is.
I should have put that spit on.
Oh my God, that was disgusting. No. Yeah.
You're back.
Once it leaves my mouth, it's not going back in again.
We have time for one more.
Oh no.
Okay, are you ready? All right.
No.
Stunt or stupid?
All I do is stupid.
It's a blindfolded taste test challenge. AJ's blindfolded, and here comes
Open
the food.
Open your mouth, baby.
Oh. The reaction says it all. Look. His face. It looks like he's about to vomit.
He's nipping down the side of his dumb mouth. Now he's vomiting.
Oh, it's coming out of every hole in his body right now.
What a ridiculous reaction.
It's the triangle of sadness.
Keep vomiting.
Pew. Come on, you got it in there. Get a little more spit.
I need a napkin or something.
You got to guess what it is, though. You got to put it back in your mouth.
No, I don't.
You got to keep it in there until you guess.
What is it?
It was something fishy.
Yeah, it was the cat food for the third time.
What?
Wow, that cat food smells really bad.
Mixing with the other stuff, too.
It smells
awful.
Like a dead animal. Oh.
Imagine eating that for your job. That'd be the worst. You want some water? Here you go, buddy. Have some water.
Did anyone keep score? I think he got three.
Oh.
Yeah,
We'll get a score.
He said.
Did he get the dog treats?
No, he said cookie. That doesn't count. He said.
He said peanut butter cookie.
He said human cookie, though, not dog cookie. Mm. He said cookie. He didn't mean dog.
I said Girl Scout Do-Si-Do, so no.
Yeah, he said Girl Scout.
Okay, so he doesn't get that one.
He got pickle juice.
How do I get rid of this taste in my mouth?
Oh, my nose is really burning.
I think mine fails.
That's true. Sorry.
He got pickle juice. He got cat food. Did he get ding dong? No, he didn't get ding dong.
No. He got a ding dong in his mouth.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't get Spam. He didn't get Pop Rocks. Yeah. He didn't get ding dong. He got sardines. He got pickle juice.
Oh.
He got cat food
the first time.
Oh. And he did not get dog treats. Oh. So congratulations. Nice job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh.
Boss Keith is here. What'd you think of the Oscars?
Well, first of all, so I have to follow D like that?
Yeah.
You see any sex tapes?
Were you in a sex tape?
Exactly.
Did you ever watch a sex tape?
Right.
And did you say, I want to be with that person?
Nobody ever wants to watch a sex tape of what's happening here with my belly and these boobs. Like, it's not a,
it depends,
it's not a thing.
Who's the other person in the tape.
Right.
Really dark.
My OnlyFans has no subscribers. Yes, I watched the Oscars all the way to 11:37.
That's when it ended?
Yeah, that's when it ended. And, you know, I had a nice time. I wasn't mad. Now, yeah. I got all my predictions wrong on the show on Friday. So everything, I was 2 for 4, 2 for 5, something like that. But I thought the show was, it moved.
Yeah.
It wasn't, it was, some of it was funny. I thought Jimmy Kimmel, who I don't really like, was good.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah, like, he was light and interesting and moved things along and had some, you know, I usually think he's sort of milquetoast, but he had some cutting jokes, which I thought was good.
Oh, he was like, when I went after the celebrities, like Ricky Gervais a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. And in the movies that won, it was like Oscars said, hey, good work all those years to these people, like Jamie Lee Curtis and Brendan Fraser, and said, like, now you get your awards. Yay!
Yeah, right, you get a yummy. Here you go.
But I didn't like that, the Best Picture winner, so whatever. It's like the fish sex movie from a few years ago that won Best Picture.
Which one?
Shape of Water.
Yeah,
she has sex with the fish, but it's like a fish man.
Still haven't seen it.
But you could skip it. But it's it's one of these movies that I think...
I think I'd rather watch the Ray J video.
I've seen the Ray J video.
Ray J,
man, it is a lot when he's packing
right
there. Yeah. But that Everything Everywhere All at Once, it was weird.
It's a weird movie. I think a lot of people are going to rush out to see it because it won. Uh-huh. And then they're going to say, what the hell?
What did I just watch?
Am I watching?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, hot dog fingers and bagels and I don't know. It was too weird for me. And I like weird stuff. And I think in 20 years, this is a movie that none of us remember.
I think you're right.
So we should do this again.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
So I'm glad that she won. I thought she was good in it. Jamie Lee Curtis, I thought, was good in it. The short round from Temple of Doom, I thought he was good in it. I was glad these people won. Those directors feel like they could be my pals. They were real fun and nice and like, super into it. But I'm not into it.
It's a tough movie to explain, but the end is what made that movie win, that last final scene.
Yeah, and it is interesting, but I think if you're a regular person and want to watch a movie tonight, you turn that on and say, like, what is happening? Like, what? I mean, it's certainly not Goodfellas.
No.
Right. You know, it's not like that.
Nope.
So my kids this morning were like, so what won? And I said, you know, everything. Should we see that? And I said, no, I didn't get. You're not going to get. Nobody's going to get this movie.
Right.
So maybe I'm stupid. I'm not sure. But I was not in.
No, you don't need to see that movie. I enjoyed it. Jennifer fell asleep during the movie.
Yeah.
And so she still thinks it's horrible. I got to the end and the end was impactful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I thought that made it worth the trip. I feel like I got it now.
Yeah.
And I thought Brendan Fraser was really good in The Whale. On Friday I said I didn't think he was going to win because people were mad. It wasn't really a fat person that played The Whale. They were using makeup, you know, blah, 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 blah. But he won, and great. He was in Airheads, a movie that I enjoyed in 1992.
That was a great movie.
Right. It's a radio movie. Yeah. Like, so
Encino Man was a cinematic masterpiece.
Right. The original Mummy I sort of liked.
Right.
So,
he was a good action star.
Right. So this just gives hope to somebody like Jim Carrey or Will Ferrell or people that were like in wacky comedian movies that maybe in 10 years they can win an actual Oscar.
It's still possible.
Yeah, no.
And Tom Cruise was not there. I couldn't believe it.
And it was a great joke that Kimmel had about it too.
Oh, about L. Ron Hubbard.
No, about the fact that it was Tom Cruise and James Cameron who urged you to go to the theater, and now here they are not in the theater.
Right. So I thought this was going to be a Tom Cruise coronation. He was going to come out, was going to be a state, you've saved me.
Right.
And the whole thing. And then he doesn't show? Like, how does he not go to this?
Well, he knew the movie wasn't going to win anything.
Right, but, like, people would be pumped to see him, right?
He's a maverick.
All right, so Nicole Kidman was going to get up on stage and do something. So there's this whole, They show him. They show her.
Right. Right. There would be
I'm gonna
a lot.
I'm going to go there. They're going to make fun of Scientology.
They
I'm going to go
right.
there. They're not going to give me anything.
Right.
Like, why would I put myself
They're
going to
put
that?
A couch out there for me to jump on. You know.
Yeah, he's right. tiny.
Right. right.
I love her. I love her. I, love her.
Right. I don't know.
They were kind of light on him. I thought they were going to hit him with some more jokes. But why do you put yourself through that when you know you're not going to win?
Yeah.
Because you're the man. You had the number one movie of the year, and everybody's talking about you. I think you go to have them, you know, give you a standing ovation. So I was Jim Cameron. I get mad that he wasn't nominated for Best Director. Crazy egomaniac. So I get him be like, I'm good. But I don't know. I think Tom Cruise should have gone. It's weird. And Harrison Ford should stop presenting Best Picture. He's like. He's 100. It's over. We've got to find somebody else to do this.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Harry, watch the clip. He's
I wasn't up for it.
He's like shaky and 100.
Yeah, he's sounding shaky.
I mean, the guy's in his 80s. Like, it is what it is.
Been
through
a lot.
Yeah, it's like, all right. There's got to be somebody. Brad Pitt should do this. This should become Brad Pitt's job.
But you should be in a movie that was won in that category, right? Has he won?
No.
No.
No, he's no. I mean, he's never been in a movie that's won Best Picture. No, because he's only in like blockbusters and they never win.
Right.
The worst performance of the night was that David Byrne song.
Oh, my God. I'm still trying to figure that part out.
Again, if you're David Byrne, like, why? Why do the hot dog fingers thing? Like, you know, just reunite with the Talking Heads and shut up.
Yeah.
Why was like, this
bent,
is stupid.
Why was he all bent down? Like,
But he wasn't hitting notes. It was really bad. Like, you could hit, like, they should have turned his mic down.
Oh, he hit
so
notes. It's not the one he was supposed to hit.
Again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right. He hit notes, just all the wrong ones.
The ones that weren't written for the song.
He should send an email to the three members of the Talking Heads who live, like, down the street from here and just tour as that and don't do any more weird stuff like this.
So when they introduce him and then, like, the, you know, the band is just dimly lit. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what it must feel like for the other Talking Heads. They're sitting home. They haven't done anything important in decades.
Yeah, they're eating
like,
Triscuits.
There is... Now, Steven Spielberg's in that audience, and the whole world is watching, and there's the guy we were in the band with, and here comes, then I'm like, oh.
Right. Well, they certainly hate him, right? And so he comes on, and they're like, ugh, this dickhead again, flip.
Like, well, then he doesn't hit any notes, and they're like, good for you.
at least this time his suit fit.
Yeah.
That's really my take. I think you skip the Best Picture winner. Maybe you see The Whale, and that's that. And then we're on to next year.
Yeah, Root said The Whale is a real downer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's not uplifting.
I don't
want to
watch it.
Yeah, no. I'll watch the news for that.
Too much of a downer.
No, I mean, but it's good. I mean, if you're into a movie that's good, it's well done. The acting's really good. Yes, it's a giant fat man who's dying. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah.
You can see that anywhere.
Go to Yankee Stadium.
Go to any buffet.
There's one person that we didn't talk about from the Oscars last night that I really think we need to talk about. And I don't know what this woman's name is, but she was wearing a white dress with tulle that
came. Right. I felt bad for the person behind her.
Like, the 18 people behind her couldn't see.
They saw nothing,
Did you see that?
Yeah. I don't know why they would say something to her, like, hey, you got to... Like,
dial the headband
down. If Spielberg's sitting behind her... It's
like a parachute.
Yeah, right. Tuck it. Yeah.
And I don't know who that was either. But they keep panning to her, and you see all the people behind her, like, we can't see anything. Yeah, we got nothing back here.
It's like she fell from the ceiling with a parachute and just landed there, and the parachute was still behind her.
You know, it's funny. You know the people sitting behind her are seat fillers.
Right, no real people are behind her.
It would have been hysterical to have Steven Spielberg right behind her.
Maybe Tom Cruise was back there.
Maybe
he's
he
very
was
weak.
There.
Right, you can't see it.
She was wearing the Chinese weather balloon.
Right.
And you know regular people can go to this? I didn't realize that regular... I looked this up last night. So the theater holds 6,000 people.
Right.
About 4,000 are industry people. But there are room for, like, regular, like, nerds to go.
How do you get tickets?
It's like a lottery. Yeah, it's way in the back. Yeah. It's like a lottery system. But, like, I could go. I should go.
I want to go.
Like, I think it would be fun.
I was thinking that as I was watching it last night. I was like, that's a cool bucket list thing to go to.
Now, I'm sure you can't, as a regular, you can't get down and talk to the celebrities on the second level. You're up, and there's ropes.
I want to drag my feet in the red carpet and shock people.
and there was no red carpet this year. That's what the other people were mad about. It was a champagne carpet, and people
what
were...
Yeah, the champagne suits the guys are wearing?
They were trying to do... The Rock looked crazy in that outfit.
And Samuel
I thought it
Jackson.
Looked great, no?
You should put that outfit on then.
I couldn't pull that off.
I thought
I thought he could. So when he came out to present, I thought it looks like he's wearing a white tux, but the lighting is hitting it in a certain way.
Okay, I can see that, yes.
I thought it looked cool.
No.
Like, you have to be The Rock to pull that off.
Right, but then you got
Samuel
Jackson.
You have to be the size of a bus.
Yeah. Like, it looked better on The Rock than Samuel Jackson.
I didn't like it, and I thought it looked ridiculous. Dress normal.
What was the deal with the color? Why that?
It was champagne a thing?
Right. That was just the thing this year. They decided to do all the champagne stuff. Again, why do we change things for no reason? Was anybody mad about the red carpet? Was this something we were... No.
Nah.
Just do the red carpet like we always do. It's like a thing. It's like a famous thing.
Maybe it's being held back. They can't supply demand.
Right. They couldn't make red carpets quick enough.
Right.
I mean, there's no like great moment of some director winning and then walking on the tops of seats or one-arm push-ups.
Right.
Or anything.
Right. There was nothing like that.
No.
No, but
the slap
I can't remember watching an Oscars show thinking, I like all of this. There wasn't a part where I thought,
I'm angry.
Edit.
Yeah.
Right. And even
it was great.
Right. Even the speeches of awards I don't care about, I thought were good. Like, I thought the whole thing was good. I was generally entertained.
A lot of crying dudes.
Yeah.
No, but you know what happened? They lost that when they eliminated all the smaller categories and just would show them up on screen in pictures.
Yeah.
Those are the people that get really emotional, have a story, and you're like, I'm not too far from that person.
Yes.
Like, this person is not too far.
You can make a weird 20-minute movie on your phone.
This is attainable. You could. This is attainable, yes.
But I could relate to someone like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is great. I love the emotion.
Right.
You know? I mean, there was a guy that came up, and he goes, this was only my second movie. I shouldn't even be here. Like, it's cool. Like, I like that, too.
Mine hasn't been released yet.
And it moved, and they did a lot of cool stuff. And when they were talking about sound, they had the orchestra in the background. They had a little sound booth. The sets were awesome. They kept moving.
Yeah.
And
I want to know what these ratings are, though. Like, we'll find out later today.
If that didn't help.
Right. I got to assume that the ratings are bad because nobody watches award shows anymore. But
really?
I will be interested to see. You know, last year was the second worst ratings ever. The year before was the worst. So what will this year be? You know, they nominated two movies that people cared about, Avatar and Top Gun. They didn't win anything.
Right.
But it will be interesting to see what the numbers are today.
Andrew?
The numbers came out with over 12.4 million viewers on Sunday. The ratings rose 30% from last year.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
They're on to something.
It's good news.
Just keep the momentum
going.
Well,
they made it entertaining. They tricked you into commercials.
Right.
The commercials were like montages.
And
right.
They were awesome.
Yeah, they were very good.
This is brilliant.
Yeah. The Disney one and the Rolex one were both great.
Right.
Yeah, with clips from movies.
This is what we want.
Right. And no agenda. That was the most important part.
Yeah, it wasn't super political.
No agenda.
It wasn't super political.
Like, I don't want to watch famous billionaire angry people complaining about life.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, well, it was a really good vibe.
Yeah, get back in your mood. It's easy to watch.
All the pre-promote was, we're going to make this entertaining. No, we promise. It's going to be entertaining. So, and I think people were tuning in for slap jokes at the beginning and sort of stuck around if that's what the ratings are real.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What did you think about that Lady Gaga segment?
Well, it looked like she like plays in an indie rock band, and then she would have like Marlboro Lights to give me.
Right.
Like, wait, she was fully decked out, and then all of a sudden changed it to like, oh, I'm like punk rock.
Had all of her makeup taken off.
She was like, no, I'm like street now.
How did they do that in so quickly?
I thought her performance was good. I mean, there were two songs from Top Gun, right? There is that song, and then there's the actual hit, which is a song by One Republic, which is like a big, big hit song. I don't understand why the One Republic song wasn't nominated, but this, like, Lady Gaga stiff was. But I thought she was fine. I thought it was, like, powerful or whatever. Play poker face.
Anytime the Academy asks for something, Lady Gaga says yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and she's going to be in this new Joker movie. But this was, she was trying to look, like, edgy. And her lips were very chapped.
It was wild, but her
like get an
voice,
Aquaphor.
I love that she just, you know, because a lot of these Oscar performances are, there's a zillion people, the set's moving, it's a giant production, and it was just nice to hear someone with a voice carry the day.
Yeah, it was like MTV Unplugged. That's what it felt like.
Yeah,
I thought Rihanna was good. That song, also a stiff that no one liked, but I thought Rihanna was good, too. And she was on another thing that raised her up. That's like her thing this year. Because of the Super Bowl, she kept getting raised.
Like the
she
doesn't like
it's good for pregnancy.
Right, she just like continues to be raised. Nice. But the one that won is the song from that the RRR of the India movie, which I thought was the most fun of them all, with all the dancing and all. And I was like, oh, well, this should win. This is better than like Lady Gaga's sad ballad.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah.
And so fast and all the movement. I was like, this is the winner.
Those are dancers that were using the dance people love, too.
Yeah, it was the same. It was the same
in
crew.
The beginning, right.
They were so good. Yeah. That performance was great.
It's a 3-hour action movie, that RRR. Yeah. It's not a zany musical. Right. It's an action movie.
Huh. Are there songs in it?
Yeah, that one. But I think the rest is just action.
And what was the dancing part of it? Like, is there dancing in the action movie?
Listen, I'm not an expert. I know that there is action and there is some singing and that it's the big...
I don't want to see the singing.
It's the third highest grossing movie from India of all time or something like that.
That was the heated floor scene.
On a 10 scale, what do you give the Oscars?
I thought it was, besides the fact that no movies that I liked won, I give it a 7.
That's not bad.
I think that's fair.
It's a strong score.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Right.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.